Hey.
Hey, Bob. This is Dan Nelson, Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah. Been pretty good. I wanted to get with you. I'm in the process of getting my my insurance is about to expire.
Right.
So they're re-upping it. I just got off the phone with her. That's being taken care of.
Perfect.
And I guess that's all I'm going to need to get to you to get that process going. I do want to nail down some keyword searches. Is there a way you can send me that entire list?
Yeah, I already did.
Let me send it again.
Yes, sir. Give me one quick second here. Bam. Google Guaranteed. All right. Hold on. Let me copy this real quick so I could resend it. I'm just going to do it on the same thread we have, so you're able to pull up the other email I sent to you, you know? So here it comes right now. Bam. That's bobp@taxstone.com, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'll look at that.
These, just so you know, too, it's not necessarily the exact keyword phrases. Like, these will be the subcategories. So, like, stonemasonry is a subcategory, but any keywords related to stonemasonry, you would come up for as well, right, if you were to turn that subcategory on. So it's not necessarily, like, a list of keywords. It's a list of subcategories through Google Guaranteed. That's how this works, you know?
So what are they keying in?
Anything related to stonemasonry, or if you turn on outdoor steps, right? Or I know you're not turning on retaining walls, but if you were to, if they typed in like stonemasonry contractors near me, or stonemasonry near me, like anything having to do with stonemasonry, when that keyword is typed in, right, and that subcategory is on, your company will show up in the Google Guaranteed section after you're approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I won't be getting paying for leads that are like for a repair job.
Well, okay. So if you got a repair job on stonemasonry, so the way Google Guaranteed works, right? Because the calls are recorded by an AI, right? So when they call into you, if it's a service you don't provide, right, you wouldn't be charged for that lead because you never scheduled an estimate with them, or quoted them over the phone, because it's not a service that you provide, you know.
But so I just like, want to get – so right now I'm in with Angie.
Right.
And I'm getting leads that I'm paying for that have nothing to do with me. But they do have to do with stonemasonry.
Okay.
So I got a lead the other day that I paid for, and somebody wants me to come over to the house and just cut a rock. We don't do that.
Right. So in this situation,
so I don't want any,
in this situation, that's a lead you wouldn't be charged for because you never scheduled an appointment with that person, I'm assuming, or quoted them because it's not a service that you provide. You know what I'm saying? So it's way better than Angie Leads, Thumbtack, or Networks because of that automatic dispute system, you know?
Okay. So if I don't schedule the appointment, I don't pay for the lead.
Correct. Or a quote. So if, per Google, if you price them over the phone, like if you say it costs X amount of dollars, per square foot or whatever it is, right? The AI will pick that up that you price them and that would be deemed as a qualified lead you'd be charged for.
What if they're recording the line and they ask me how much is it per square foot?
Good question. So it's dependent off if you actually price them. Now, to safeguard it, okay, we have a tracking system, right, which will show you every lead that came through, and it'll say paid or unpaid next to it. In that situation, if you ask them for pricing and you didn't price them because it's not a service you provide, right, you shouldn't be charged for that lead, and it's usually accurate enough not to, right? But if they did charge you for that lead and you see it on your tracking system where it says paid when it should have been unpaid, all you gotta do is let us know, and we'll submit that dispute to Google manually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I rarely see that happen, you know. For the most part, it's really, like, accurate how it is. I actually even seen one lady, one of my clients, she's in Florida, and she, one of the leads said unpaid, and she told me, she was like, Daniel, this was like an amazing lead where I got the job. So if that happens where, and I only heard it happen one time, but if it says unpaid and it's actually a qualified lead, well, that's just a free lead, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mistakes do happen though, right? So that's why we have that system in place, just to kind of safeguard it too, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll look at that email, and then once I nail that down, as soon as I hear back from my agent, I'll get that going.
Perfect. And after, so what Google wants to see is it's called an ACORD document, A-C-O-R-D, okay? That's what they're going to want from your insurance. So definitely have them send you that document.
Do you know what that document looks like?
Yes, I do. Here, I'll send you an example right now. Give me one quick second.
So what are they looking for specifically in that document?
Just ACORD. They want ACORD in the top left-hand corner. Because sometimes, like, clients will send in, like, just their, like, insurance, like, quote or something. Or, like, they want to see that ACORD document. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just the legitimate, just the document proving that you have insurance.
Correct. That's what it is. When you tell them ACORD, like, they will know exactly what you're talking about. All insurance companies provide it. But just so you have something in case they don't know, I'm going to actually send you an example, okay? Just give me one sec here. All right. Here it is. I'm just taking a snippet of it right now. Reply. Ignore the amounts on there. It's just a sample, okay? So this is the exact document that they want to see.
Okay.
All right, and I just emailed that to you, too.
All right.
All right. You're the man. Thank you for calling, Bob. And, yeah, once you have that squared away, we'll get your application pushed through and get you rolling on this, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye. You too.